USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court struck down a Louisiana law that would have required abortion doctors to have admitting privileges at hospitals within 30 miles of the clinics. Chief Justice John Roberts siding with the four liberal justices on the court in the decision, granting abortion advocates a surprising victory. Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano reacts to Chief Justice Roberts' decision.
Today, the Chief Justice says, I'm going with precedent. We can't just change with the political times, and the Constitution doesn't change when different members join the court with different judicial philosophies.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence were never briefed on alleged intelligence involving Russian bounties. McEnany saying there is no consensus within the intelligence community about the allegations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Former police officer Joseph James D'Angelo has admitted to being the Golden State Killer in a trial in Sacramento. He pleaded guilty on Monday to 13 counts of murder, with additional special circumstances, as well as 13 counts of kidnapping for robbery in 6 counties. Judge Michael G. Bowman asked D'Angelo if he understands the terms of the plea deal.
Do you understand the consequences of this plea, as I've explained it so far, sir?
The judge also saying that D'Angelo will be sentenced at a hearing on a future date. Only about 39% of Americans say they always practice social distancing. That's according to a new Gallup poll, and that number is only up about 3%, reflecting a plateau in the number of people who continue to follow CDC safety guidelines. The survey also shows 48% of respondents think the COVID-19 outbreak is getting worse, the highest rating since the start of the pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the White House is encouraged that coronavirus fatalities are coming down. During a briefing on Monday, McEnany also says there are coronavirus embers that need to be put out across the United States. One of the states that's seeing a notable surge in positive cases is Texas. Republican Congressman from Texas, Dan Crenshaw, joins Fox News and says people need to do their part.
Well, we're definitely concerned. We're always going to tell people to keep taking precautions, wear your mask when you're in confined spaces with other people, always wash your hands, and social distance to the extent that you can. But we don't need to go back to full-on universal lockdowns either. You know, it's important to note something about comparing things in Texas. If you asked average Americans right now, based on media coverage, who do you think is doing better, Germany or Texas? Overwhelmingly, everybody would say Germany. That they're highlighted as this great success story in the COVID narrative. The reality is Texas still has a lower death rate than Germany. In New York, they have 20 times the death rate that Texas does. California has twice the death rate that Texas does. There was also some falsehoods put out about our ICU space, especially in the Houston area. We can surge up to a couple thousand more ICU spaces just in the Houston area. And our hospital administrators came out and said, listen, this is not eclipsing our capabilities.
For more news, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.